Well, Russ and I are in Ann Arbor on the always festive and informative occasion of the Michigan Recycling Coalition's 37th Annual Recycling Conference. The theme this year is Looking Back to Move Forward, and with us to kick off the broadcast is good friend Karen O'Brien. She is the Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Karen, always a pleasure to see you.
Always happy to talk with you, and thanks for coming to my conference.
Last year, we're down in Kalamazoo. The theme was Connecting the Dots, Closing the Loop. This year, the theme is Looking Back to Move Forward. Why Looking Back to Move Forward?
We are having market challenges. You know, for 15 years, we've been dependent on China, who's been the biggest market for our materials. We have invested in, you know, building the volume and getting as much material to them as possible. And they don't want it right now. Or they want really clean, clean material that we're having trouble providing because we haven't invested in our material recovery facilities to really get the fine specifications that we need to deliver clean quality material to manufacturers. So we need to reinvest in our material recovery facilities, and we need to educate people about how to recycle right. You know it before you throw it kind of stuff.
So we know that there's a potential market in China, but it's up to us to provide the quality of materials that they expect, and if we don't do that, our bad.
Completely. And what's kind of ironic about this is that when I talk to some people here at our show that buy materials, they have capacity. They need more materials. They're having to go much farther than Michigan to get their materials. And if we could, you know, align ourselves correctly, we could, you know, we could have them working at capacity, but we don't. So we're not able to benefit from the full capacity of our own markets here in this country because we can't even deliver them what they need. So again, we need to get really good at pulling good quality material out of households and businesses and processing it and delivering it in a way that manufacturers can really use it here. The China market will be there. They just need clean, good material too.
Karen, last year we talked about Governor Snyder and some of his initiatives in support of recycling and doubling or tripling Michigan's recycling rate. Well, this year we have a new administration. What's your take on so far on the new administration, the Whitmer administration? Are they carrying on? Are they accelerating based on what Snyder started?
You know, I want to give a shout out to Governor Snyder. He really was a champion for this issue, and without his without his wind, we wouldn't have gotten the funding that we got that is going to propel us forward. So that was really critical, and we worked on that relationship for 10 years. So it takes a long time. This administration, I think, has a big agenda. They have some intention and strategy behind what they're doing. We've got momentum, and we hope that that carries us forward. And I think that's what's going to do it. Right now, they're working on bigger things. They're working on potholes, and really as they should be. But, you know, from my perspective, like turn the dogs loose and let them get the work done. That's what we want to do.
Well, and this gives me an opportunity to mention we're going to be talking to some of the folks at the conference here, three of your main sponsors, but the grand sponsor used to be DEQ, now continues to be under the new Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, or EGLE.
You know, I think we all recognize that climate change is an issue. It's a growing issue. We're hearing in the news every day. Recycling is one of the simplest things we can do to make a difference. EGLE knows that. Everybody knows that. We just have to apply ourselves to really getting it right.
Tell our listeners a little bit about Recycle Michigan, your statewide recycling outreach campaign.
So our campaign is really kind of based on this logo, Recycle Michigan, No City Limit. Any city, any business can achieve good recycling, good waste management. It's a cost center for everyone, but it's invisible. We want people to pay attention to it. And so we see this kind of, it's a visual reminder. We recycle here, so can you. You know, you'll see it at drop-off centers. You'll see it at city limit, city signs. You know, we recycle in this community. So we really want it to kind of connect programs so you know where you can recycle and who you can do it with.
I'm talking with Karen O'Brien, Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. We're in Ann Arbor for the Recycling Coalition's 37th Annual Recycling Conference. Can you believe it's been 37 years?
Oh my gosh, it's been a very long time. I'm getting very good at this, but I'm ready to think big. I'm ready to take it bigger. The job we started with the previous administration is not quite done yet. We have solid waste laws in Michigan to change. Our Part 115, they call it, really, governs how we deal with waste, but it's focused on waste, and we need that focus to expand and widen to really how we manage all of these materials. And we need to put the focus on using those materials productively, engaging in circular economy ideas, because if we don't go there, we will lose.
Other challenges and opportunities facing the recycling industry as we look forward to the rest of 2019 and into 2020?
Because of the China issue, there's a glut of materials on the market because China said no. And those materials, it means that the manufacturers that demand those materials can pick and choose amongst the best quality. And so that stuff that doesn't have the best quality, it's depressing the prices for all of these materials, which means that not only are communities not getting any kind of revenue sharing from recycling programs like they have in the past, it means that they're now having to pay to get this material processed. So communities are challenged as to how they fit that in their budgets and what they do. So our challenge is to help them get good at contracting for these services, help them really understand what's the market situation, and really help them to bridge the gap, because recycling's not going away. We will overcome these challenges. So we need local governments to be the steady state and the guidance to what's good in the future. We have to be willing to pay for it, but I think we're worth it.
Well, on that note, and I'll just add, most communities want to do recycling. I mean, they know it's environmentally responsible. It's in the spirit of sustainability. But at some point, they also have to look at their budgets.
Yeah, it's a critical piece, obviously. I may be getting political here, but how did the agenda of no new taxes become our kind of final stop? I live in a community that I believe in, and I appreciate the services I get. I'm willing to pay for those. We're not poor. We're not a poor country. We can afford to have good things and to do the right thing.
Well, Karen, congratulations on the 37th annual conference. The program is fantastic. The future of recycling is indeed bright, and you always bring a lot of energy and enthusiasm to this whole issue of sustainability and recycling. And we're looking forward to talking to some of your guests over the next 45 minutes or so.
Thank you. I so appreciate you guys coming, and look forward to doing it again soon.